Students living on college campuses are strongly recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to receive the new meningitis B vaccine. Traditional meningitis vaccinations do not account for a specific bacterial strain, which has caused outbreaks on 5 college campuses since 2013 and 42 cases this year. Although the vaccine for the B strain became available in 2015, 90.5 WESA's Nicole Fallert reports there are concerns about accessibility.
College students are constantly in contact with one another, sharing small living spaces, food, and therefore germs. According to the National Meningitis Association, people ages 11 to 24 are at risk for contracting bacteria, which may cause meningitis, a condition in which inflammation of the brain and spinal cord could result in disability or death. While the majority of colleges and universities mandate vaccination against the condition, 2 vaccines approved last year may protect against 1 bacterial strain which previously wasn't covered. That's according to Marian Vanek, Director of Student Health Services at the University of Pittsburgh. She says insurance companies don't have to cover these new vaccinations due to their Category B Center for Disease Control recommendation. This means schools may only suggest protection against the strain known as MenB, so students don't have to pay the high price.
There is strong interest that we can provide this and mandate this at some point, but to expect students to pay $300+ out of pocket is difficult. We are doing what probably many other universities are doing at this point, and that's just making the recommendation and hope that the CDC will soon change their advisory practice.
In a written statement, a CDC representative said their recommendation means it's up to clinicians to suggest to young adult patients that they receive 1 of the 2 FDA-approved MenB vaccines. Vanek says student health leaders across the nation recently met and were concerned the CDC hadn't increased its level of recommendation.
If they change their recommendation from a Category B to a Category A, most likely insurance companies will follow suit and provide coverage. Once that happens, I think accessibility will be increased significantly for students and basically for anybody.
Pittsburgh Children's Hospital physician Michael Green says MenB historically has not been associated with college outbreaks. But he says a growing number of MenB cases in American universities has sparked research on the vaccine. A study published in July by the New England Journal of Medicine documented researchers' attempt to stop a MenB outbreak at Princeton University in 2013.
It raised the question, was there anything we could do for this? Now, at the time, there was a vaccine that was licensed in Europe, and this led the FDA to approve the special use of this vaccine in an effort to prevent the epidemic from continuing.
They found that over 95% of students inoculated developed protective antibodies against the non-outbreak strain. Green says understanding new vaccines like these is crucial because meningitis can be such a serious disease.
You walk into the emergency room, you collapse in shock, and before the day is over, you're dead. So this is a highly virulent, high velocity illness that can take someone who's previously well and can leave you dead or significantly impaired in a matter of hours or days.
Senior Medical Director at Highmark, Mary Lou Boise, says insurers must cover every A and B recommendation made by the U.S. Preventative Task Force under the Affordable Care Act. She says the vaccine should be paid for by providers, even if the recommendation stays the same.
I don't know if it's going to be changed to a Category A. That we just may need a little bit more time. But whether it's A or B, it's still recommended. Sometimes you just need time to accumulate the evidence. The facts are that a third of people who get meningitis get this B strain today. And if 1 in 10 of them die and others are disabled, I'd be willing to do a lot to prevent that.
As classes resume, university health centers are preparing to make students aware of the vaccine, says Vanek. Because college students may not visit a clinician regularly, she says it's up to the school to inform young people about their ability to choose whether or not to get vaccinated. The CDC recently wrote that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices continuously reviews new information about the safety and use of the vaccine and may reconsider its recommendation. For 90.5 WESA, I'm Nicole Fallard.